Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and the offseason has come out of the gates hot. Ren Baker, 2 a.m. in Morgantown after the guys got back from Kansas City. Baker wished Coach Eilert and the staff the best in their future endeavors. I've done that on this podcast. Thought it would be quick. It was quick. Ren Baker let everybody know that he started his national search. You and I both know that that has not started this week. That's been ongoing throughout the season. I don't know how much and how long during the season, but you know he's not starting from scratch coming back from Kansas City. And this has only happened, this is the fourth coaching search in my lifetime. Gelcad, the longtime head coach, then they hired Dan Dockich. He was here for a couple of weeks. Then they hired John Beilein. Then they hired Bob Huggins. So three hires, two of which happened in the same offseason. Tons of praise from Ren Baker to what Josh Eilert did, and I don't think he's blowing smoke there. And you read Josh Eilert's letter to the world and just parse that one a little bit, and especially the paragraph where he's talking about the challenges that we saw, but also the challenges we didn't see that were insurmountable. But he's going to land on his feet. And now, Ren Baker, he's done his press conference, and he's talked about what he's looking for without getting into specifics. He mentioned the importance of defense. He hired Grant McCaslin at North Texas. And that guy played really slow and really focused on defense. So Ren Baker knows ball. He's not looking for the flashiest style. He is looking for wins. And he talked about his gigantic spreadsheet that he keeps at all times for not just basketball, but all of the sports. It sounds very thorough. It sounds like there's a lot of pivot tables, a lot of proprietary breakdowns. I don't know how proprietary it is, but it's vast. I put together a spreadsheet that's much less vast and is taking from information of names that are being reported as being possible candidates for the job. So think of Ren Baker's vast spreadsheet, make it dumber, make it smaller, and make the math sketchy. And so I have taken friend of the program, Mike Kazaz's hot board, and ranked these guys based on the categories I've come up with today. And the categories for this spreadsheet are winning percentage, years of Division I experience, how many regular season championships do you have, how many NCAA tournament wins do you have? And then I jumped into Ken Pomeroy's computer. What was your best win each year? As far as based on Ken Pomeroy's ranking, taking an average of that every year that you've been a Division I head coach, taking an average of what your defense was in your conference each year, take an average of that, and then what was your conference strength? Your experience, yeah, you've been in Division I, but how tough was the conference that you coached in? And so I took an average of that. So that's all of the columns that I have to give you my top six based on my, again, dumber spreadsheet for the names that are floating out there. And I'll go from 6 to 1. Number 6 is current Washington State head coach Kyle Smith. Kyle Smith ranked high as far as years of experience. He ranked high as far as conference strength, coaching in the Pac-12. He also coached in the West Coast Conference with Gonzaga and St. Mary's. So that fared well in my spreadsheet. No NCAA tournament wins. So Washington State is planning on being in the NCAA tournament. So he'll have a chance to get his first NCAA tournament win. So Kyle Smith, and he's on. Here's the thing about the WVU list is that the names on WVU's list are going to be on other schools' lists. And there's plenty of Division I jobs available. More are opening all the time. Oklahoma State's job, it opened up today. Mike Boynton was wished well in his future endeavors. So that's 2 in the Big 12. There's other guys in the Big 12 that are names of possible jobs outside of the Big 12. So there's a lot of moving parts here. So the names I mentioned here, that doesn't mean West Virginia is going to get them because they could choose another school. And these guys are, especially the guys that are in the NCAA tournament, you might have to wait for them. And now you're playing, Do you go with the guy that you can get now, or do you wait and then they choose somebody else, and then the guy you wanted to hire before that, he's been taken because you waited for another guy? I don't get paid to make these calls. Ren Baker, he has experience with this. I think he'll do a great job. He hired Graham McCaslin at North Texas. He hired Ben McCollum, who has been great in Division II and most likely will jump up to Division I. In this upcoming season. Anyways, number 6 is Kyle Smith. Number 5, Charleston's coach Pat Kelsey, who won their conference tournament. So he'll have another chance to get his first win in the NCAA tournament. He's got 12 years of Division I experience at Winthrop and Charleston. His winning percentage was number 2 on my list, 68%. And he has 6 regular season championships at Winthrop and Charleston. So, and his defense, that surprised me. I think of Pat Kelsey's teams, the only thing I know stylistically, especially watching Charleston last season, is that they shot a ton of threes. But in this list, how Charleston and Winthrop have done historically when he's been coaching, they've done really well. He's number 5 on the list. Number 4 on my dumb spreadsheet is Florida Atlantic coach Dusty May. Dusty May is ranked high on my spreadsheet for NCAA tournament wins. He's got 4, and they all came last season in his final 4 run at Florida Atlantic. They're on the path to make the NCAA tournament this season, and I think he's going to add to that number. Dusty May doesn't seem like he's going to make it to Morgantown. Ohio State might be the spot. Louisville might be the spot. Who knows? But for my spreadsheet, Dusty May, number 4. Number 3, so now we're on the podium.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number three, I don't have a number three. I have a tie for second. So the first name tied for second is a new addition to Mike's hot board. Current Grand Canyon coach Bryce Drew scored really well on my spreadsheet. He has 6 regular season championships at Valparaiso and in whatever, the WAC, the Western Athletic Conference. There you go. He also scored well in years of experience. The first thing I think of with Bryce Drew is him making the shot as a player at Valpo. I'm an old person. But he's been coaching for 12 seasons. His conference strength is actually third on my list, which surprised me because he did have 3 seasons at Vanderbilt that really helped his numbers. He failed at Vanderbilt. My counterargument to that is who hasn't? So an upset and a new addition to Mike's hot board fared well on my spreadsheet. Bryce Drew is tied for second on my list with Drake's head coach, Darian DeVries. I hope I'm saying that right. He's got a capital letter in the middle of his name. So if he gets the job, it's going to take some getting used to. I'd be surprised if the Drake head coach came to West Virginia. He went to school in Northern Iowa. He's coached at Drake. He's never left Iowa for basketball. So there's no Iowa jobs available that where he could get a bump in pay. But the Oklahoma State job's open. The St. Louis job is open. There's Midwest opportunities where he could possibly stay in the same time zone. But watching Drake win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament and how they fared against Indiana State this season, because that's when I watched them, and they looked impressive. And his son is really good at basketball. So definitely would like to see that come to fruition as far as him being a possible head coach. With most of these names, they're not just on WVU's list. And so my number one is a guy who's not currently a Division I head coach. Chris Mack is number one on my spreadsheet. Is Chris Mack my personal number one favorite? No, he is not. Was it weird how he left Louisville or got released from Louisville? Just Google Chris Mack Louisville. And it's a strange story, but the spreadsheet doesn't account for Google Chris Mack. He has he fared well in winning percentage, years of Division I experience, his conference strength because he coached primarily in the Big East and in the Big East and the ACC, 3 regular season championships. He has 11 NCAA tournaments, tournament wins, which laps the field. Best win each year. He did really good against Coach K. Did really good in the Big East as well. So number one, the spreadsheet says Chris Mack. So there's the top 6 that's on my spreadsheet. I don't know what's on Ren Baker's spreadsheet. But Ren, if you're listening to this, just let me know, is my list close to yours as far as your top 6? And the other guys on the list, Shaheen Holloway, Josh Schertz, Nico Medved, Dustin Kearns, Mark Byington. I think anybody on West Virginia's list, and of course these guys are on other schools' lists as well, they're all on the list because they're seen as good coaches and are successful coaches, specifically this season. What surprised me the most on the spreadsheet was how many guys have not won an NCAA tournament game yet. Kelsey hasn't won one, Bryce Drew, Josh Schertz, Nico Medved, Dustin Kearns, Mark Byington, Kyle Smith, who has 14 years of experience, 0 NCAA tournament wins. It doesn't mean that these guys don't know ball. It's just they haven't won a game in the tournament yet. And a lot of those guys may have their opportunity this season. But that's the only shocking number. And I mentioned that Pat Kelsey's numbers as far as defensive metrics, I didn't have that on my radar. Number one on the defensive metric for me on my spreadsheet was Shaheen Holloway. And that's my number one in my heart pick. I don't think that's going to happen. I feel confident that that's not going to happen. But if he's on a list, and if you ask me who's my favorite because Will Wade was taken out of the picture, it doesn't sound like WVU has interest in Will Wade, then number two for me and number one now is Shaheen Holloway. And it's basically a reaction to how the guys got pushed around this season. Shaheen Holloway's teams don't get pushed around. And that's not X's and O's, and that's not knowing ball. Shaheen Holloway doesn't mess around. He has great faces on the sideline. I would describe his faces as ranging between focused and menacing, which I like for my head coach. And the guys that he coaches, they have a toughness about them at St. Peter's, at Seton Hall, that I would want to be in a rock fight with that guy. It's not pretty sometimes, but they are getting pushed around. And so that's why he's number one for me. I can't imagine that transpires, but that's number one in my heart. But the spreadsheet says Chris Mack, the Drake coach, DeVries, and Bryce Drew, who I haven't thought about until Mike added him on his list this week. And it's going to be a quick decision if it is Chris Mack, if it does go that way. If it's not, we've got a few weeks here. He wants to get it done by the Final Four. So that's the plan. The NCAA tournament starts next week. So that gets us to first week of April. So that's the timeline. It could happen sooner than first week of April. Stay tuned. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU, for the 2024-2025 season, they have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.